Going back to the hotline, a chance to visit with the voice of Purdue, Tim Newton, joining us today. Of course, Purdue, one of the two teams that will be battling it out in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl coming up on Friday, December 28th here in Nashville at Nissan Stadium as Purdue takes on the Auburn Tigers. Tim, thank you for taking time out today and welcome to the show.
Johnny, thanks for having me today.
You know, this is, you know, for those that don't keep up with Purdue a lot, you know, I'm a big historian, and, you know, I go back not just to Drew Brees, but all the other great quarterbacks in Purdue history. And I love the job that Jeff Brohm has done, not only last year, but this year as well. And it has to be encouraging when there were other folks wanting Jeff Brohm to change his career path that he says, nope, he's got unfinished business at Purdue, and he's happy where he is right now.
Well, I'm sure people in Nashville probably heard a couple of weeks ago that collective sigh of relief when Jeff turned down the job at his alma mater, Villanova, to stay at Purdue. And you're right. There's been a great tradition of quarterbacks, certainly at Purdue. You go back to the days of Len Dawson, Bob Greasy, Mike Phipps, Jim Everett, Mark Herman, Kyle Orton, Drew Brees, obviously, and now David Blau has had a terrific year for Purdue as well. But we've had a great tradition of history of quarterbacks, and I think we've got a pretty good pipeline for the next few years.
Certainly, everybody took notice of Purdue. You go back to a game midway through the season, taking on Ohio State, and in the end, I mean, Ohio State goes in there, and for the second straight year, they lose on the road to an unranked team by 29-plus points. How special of a night was that? Because I watched the game, and you could just feel the emotions there from the fans and everybody associated with Purdue, with the things on and off the field and the storylines and the fact that, you know, you just kept wondering if Ohio State was going to make a run. But Rondell Moore, and you mentioned David Blau, everybody had other things in mind that particular night.
Well, you're right. It was an absolutely perfect night, and you talked about one of the things off the field. Certainly there's been a lot of inspiration this year drawn from Tyler Trent, who's the 20-year-old Purdue student who is suffering from bone cancer and has been a fixture at Purdue football games this year, and he was able to make the trip up from Indianapolis to West Lafayette that night. But it was a night where everything worked. The defense held Ohio State out of the end zone for the first 53 minutes. The offense had all sorts of explosive plays. I'm actually talking to you right now from a rest stop in Ohio, so I have to be a little bit careful as I say this because I know a lot of Ohio fans are still not very happy with Purdue right now, knocking them out of the college playoffs. But it was certainly the highlight, regardless of what happens in Nashville. I think you'd have to say that the game against Ohio State was the highlight of the season.
Tim Newton, the voice of Purdue, joining us as well. All right, so when you look at these bowl matchups, there's two ways of looking at it. Sometimes you get, you know, two teams from with great, rich traditions being able to take on each other again on the football field. I also love the other aspect, the fact that this will be the first meeting ever between Auburn and Purdue. Auburn will be making only their second appearance in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, and this will be Purdue's first time coming to Nashville as far as this bowl game is concerned. You know, when you found out your destination and who your opponent was, you know, how did the fans react?
Oh, I think the fans were ecstatic because this is one of the bowls that Purdue has always, I think the fans have always wanted to be involved in. We have a lot of Purdue alumni up and down the I-65 corridor, and the fact that Purdue has already sold out its allotment of 8,000 tickets plus 3,000 more indicates you'll have a lot of Boilermaker fans in Nashville here in a few days. I think they were overjoyed at the fact that we didn't have to go necessarily play in a real cold weather situation like in New York City or far away like we did last year in the Foster Farms Bowl out in California. This is a place where a lot of Purdue alumni can drive to the game, whether it's an overnight trip or just a couple of nights. And I think you're going to see a great turnout and a game that, as you mentioned, Auburn is they're the marquee name in this. We understand that they have the great football tradition, but Purdue is trying to rebuild the tradition that was here several years ago, and this is another opportunity to do that on a national stage.
If football fans listening have not had the opportunity to check out wide receiver Rondale Moore, 5'9", 175-pound freshman. He was the Paul Hornung Award winner as the nation's most versatile player. He leads the country with 103 receptions. It's also the second most in a season by a Big Ten player. He is one of the other reasons why you certainly are going to enjoy this game on Friday, December 28th.
Oh, there's no question. At 5'9", 175, he certainly has the ability to run past people. But I'll tell you what, he has the ability to run through people. And we have seen on a number of occasions this year, in that Ohio State game, in the Wisconsin game, in Boston College, where he just bowled over defenders that were 40 or 50 pounds heavier. Keep in mind, this is a kid that can squat 600 pounds. So even though he's only 175 pounds himself, he's a really powerful young man. Tremendously humble, and you're right, for the casual football fan, whether they're a big college football fan or not, or don't know much about Purdue, if you just turn it on to watch number four, you'll find it was an afternoon well spent.
When you look at the matchups, two things really stick out to me. First of all, Purdue, 10th in the country in passing offense, averaging just under 318 yards through the air. And you go that up, you put that up against what Auburn has done from a passing defense standpoint. Middle of the road, you know, they rank 58th nationally, giving up over 222 yards passing. That's one of the things that I'm sure the coaching staff for Purdue, Jeff Brohm and company, are going to try to exploit.
Well, I think the big key for that, though, Johnny, is to make sure that David Blough has enough time to throw. I think if he does get time in the pocket, he'll be able to hit some guys. And we've talked about Rondale Moore, but Isaac Zico is having a tremendous senior year at the receiver spot. And Bryson Hopkins, whose dad, Brad, played for the Titans and was in the NFL a long time, has been a real threat at tight end. And he'll get the ball. They'll throw the ball to him 30 or 40 yards down the field. And that's, I think, been the biggest thing about Purdue and the reason that it has the numbers that it has a large number of what they call chunk plays. Basically, that's plays in the 20 to 30-plus category. A lot of those, I think they led the Big Ten in that category, and that's something they're going to have to do if they're going to beat Auburn here next week.
Jeff Brohm in his first year certainly had the squad ready to go. Purdue with the win, as you brought up earlier, the Foster Farms Bowl win over Arizona. It first go around certainly looked like he had his team ready to go. And from everything you've pointed out from an emotional standpoint, sometimes, you know, teams, whatever their destination is, they just don't want to be there. It sounds like Purdue is certainly looking forward to their trip to Nashville.
Oh, absolutely. I think from a player standpoint, from a fan standpoint, and I will also say with Jeff Brohm, one thing that he made pretty clear is when he goes to bowl games, and this will be the fifth straight he's had as a head coach, they go to win. Winning a bowl game is very, very important. He's 4-0 so far in his bowl games and looking to stay unbeaten. But, yeah, I don't think there's any question. You're not going to have to worry about whether Purdue is anxious or wants to be in Nashville. I can guarantee you they are. They're looking forward to it, and hopefully with a win can get another winning season and propel themselves into a great 2019.
Tim, thank you again for taking time out with us. You joined a very interesting list of voices of schools today on the show, and be safe in all your travels. Looking forward to you being, of course, here in Nashville with the Purdue contingency as well. But until then, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for taking time out.
Same to you, Johnny, and I promise Boilermaker fans will leave a lot of money behind in Nashville.
That's always a good thing.
All right. Thank you.